wildfires have been continually escalating at higher and higher costs, and we're going to have to think about what more we can do on that front.
President Obama speaking to reporters this past summer after 19 firefighters were killed fighting a wildfire in Arizona. Experts say wildfires are becoming more numerous, more explosive, more dangerous, and there may be several reasons for that. First, going back to the 40s and 50s.
Only you can prevent forest fires.
Now, Smokey Bear, of course, focused on prevention, but whenever a fire broke out, the policy up until just recently was intervention, getting the fire out as fast as possible, even if it posed no threat to anyone. That left forests to become thicker, not just with trees, but all plants. And so when fire did come, there was a lot more to burn, and it could spread quickly. Also, more recently,
climate change has very likely increased the size and number of forest fires, insect outbreaks, and tree mortality.
Forest Service scientist Mike Ryan said that now, with insects killing trees with warmer and drier weather, many forests are full of dead trees, which get drier by the day. And when a spark or lightning comes along, you have a real problem. And with climate change, the fire season's now 60 to 80 days longer than it used to be, with far more fires.
Putting more and more pressure not only on the federal fire services, but also on state and local fire services.
And so clearing out some of the dead trees and other plant material, restoring forests, is part of the president's climate change plan.
Forest restoration is a top priority both for the U.S. Forest Service and for the Natural Resources Conservation Service.
And so under Agriculture Secretary Robert Bonney has announced that the two USDA conservation agencies are going to be joining forces in a project to thin out forests, take out dead trees and material, and do other associated work to reduce fire hazards and improve watersheds. Bonney making the announcement in Helena, Montana, near the site of one of the 13 project areas being targeted. He told reporters having the two agencies working together is a key part of the project.
If the only thing we did was work on our national forests, that wouldn't be good enough to address this problem, that we need to work on our private working lands as well.
He said private forests often surround national forests, and if both forests are thinned out and dead trees removed,
potentially we can reduce the number of fires, but even when we have fires, those fires are going to be easier to fight. They're going to be less catastrophic.
Also, increasingly, people are building homes in or very near forests and wildlands. So when fires break out, more and more homes and people are threatened. And so Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says,
we use these restoration efforts to reduce the risk to our wildland-urban interface, working with communities and working with homeowners to basically bolster and reduce and mitigate the risk of fires destroying homes and communities. And that's why it's important for the restoration efforts to continue.
And Robert Bonney says, hopefully this $30 million a year project will continue for several years because
we have lots of acres to treat and lots of work to do.
In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.